The Bible says, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Brothers and sisters, I would like to talk briefly about the announcement of the coming Savior. So, I would like to draw your attention to 2 points in this verse. First, the purpose of his name and the purpose of his work. A part B of the Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says that she will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus. We need to know that Jesus Christ came into this world with a specific purpose, with a specific mission. This is clear when we read text from the Bible like this one that I have just read. When the angel Gabriel talked to Joseph in a pretty straightforward way, telling him which name they should call him, Joseph is told that Mary should bring forth the Savior of the world, and she would call his name Jesus. One thing I would like to point out is that Jesus and Joshua, remember Joshua and the Old Testament, are the same name. That is, Jesus represents the Greek word form, while Joshua represents the Hebrew form. The name of Jesus means the Lord is salvation, or Adonai is salvation. The name that the angel announces reveals the purpose, the divine purpose, that is the incarnation of the Son of God, who would bring salvation for his people. And this distinction of the name of Jesus shows us that the authority to save would only rest in him. For Jesus Christ is the only one who has the power to save, forgive, and redeem his people. The authority of the name of Jesus is clear as it is written when Peter said, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And Paul also emphasized the sovereignty and lordship of the name of Jesus by saying, "So that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father." Thus, showing that Jesus is the Lord of salvation. Let us see now the second point, which is the purpose of his work. The part B, the verse 21 says, "For he will save his people from their sins." The mission of the Son of God would be to save his people, as I told you. Jesus became a man. He became flesh. He came into this world to save his people. That's why Jesus was born. That's why God fulfilled his promises. Remember Genesis 3:15, when God said that he will send his son to save his people from their sins. God fulfilled his promise by sending his beloved son, the second person of divinity. Only him could forgive the sin of his people. Only God can forgive sins. Through his sacrifice on the cross, He would save His people from their sins. Therefore, the birth of Jesus Christ would guarantee the fulfillment of the death and the resurrection of the Son of God. That's why we celebrate His birth. That's why we celebrate His death and His resurrection. Because we need to know that all of that was God's plan being fulfilled on earth. Joseph, as a Jewish, might have thought when the angel Gabriel talked about his people, probably he thought that would be only the people of Israel, because he was a Jewish. But we need to know, brothers and sisters, the salvation who comes from God is for God's people. Not two people, but one people. I can say two peoples, right? Two peoples, nations, yeah. No one. Yes, you know, you got it. It's not Israel, but people from different nations. We have in this church different backgrounds, different nations, and one body, and one nation, and serve one Lord, Jesus Christ. We are example. These promises, every nation worship the true living God. But and these people who are under the covenant, because they were chosen by God before the foundation of the world, and they have been called to this covenant. Brothers and sisters, all of that, because the Bible says, in the Old Testament, one of the prophets said, salvation belongs to the Lord. Remember when the prophet Daniel, when he was praying, chapter 9, he said, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us continue to trust in God the Father of Jesus Christ our Lord. For He fulfilled His word, His promise, by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save you and me, to save us from our sins. May the Lord bless you.